Kia ora, kairali aho. No mai ki te whare, and welcome to the House. During the weeks when the House isn't sitting, most MPs head back to their home electorates. So what do they actually get up to when they're not in the Capital? To find out, we spent a week following some MPs around.
Kia ora, thank you for coming along this evening. I'm astonished that this many people will turn out on a Monday evening.
Thank you very much for extending this hospitality.
If I wasn't an MP, I'd be in something connected to public service. We can't help it, can we?
Specifically, we followed around some MPs who are sometimes known as backbenchers. There are 120 members of Parliament, and they're loosely seated around the House based on their roles. Ministers, who are usually more senior MPs, tend to sit near the front. Other MPs, usually the more junior ones, or the ones who don't have a ministerial position, tend to sit near the back, and hence the term backbencher caught on. Even though you're sitting in the backbenchers, there's certainly still a lot to do, and a lot for you to learn.
Some of it's instinct. And the reason I say that first up is that if you're not a people person, I don't know how you'd make it in this role. So it's sort of understanding.
We visited National's Denise Lee for a little bit of an insight into the role of a backbencher. She's the electorate MP for Mongakeke in Auckland. Just generally, what is the role of an electorate MP?
So you are elected, so it denotes that you won the election, right? So you went out there, you put your neck out, and you were competing against other candidates, and a majority of local people said, this is the person that we want to represent us here on the ground, but take our issues to Parliament.
Miss Lee talks about taking things to Parliament. So, really, that's acting as an advocate on behalf of the community. And that's one of the aspects of a role of a backbencher. When we visited Labour's Deborah Russell, the electorate MP for New Lynn in Auckland, she says the work in the electorate never really ends. This is the case because she could always be championing for her local schools or seeing what more she could do for the local businesses.
The bit of the job that was really hard to learn is the electorate job, where the work could go on forever. There's always something more to do in the electorate. Partly for me, it was learning which stuff was critical and I absolutely had to do, which stuff my wonderful staff could do and I didn't need to do it myself, and which stuff you kind of go, well, actually, that's not a problem for me to solve. That's something else that it's interesting, but it's not my problem. So as a brand new electorate MP, I wasn't quite sure exactly what you do, except that about a week after the election, Mels Barton of the Tree Council came in to see me and she lobbied me about Kauri dieback in the Waitakere Ranges and elsewhere.
An MP can champion for something that impacts the whole community.
Part of my job was to pick up from her and then to, particularly with that particular issue, learn more about it and then go and start lobbying myself.
But also for individuals within.
Later on, as we got going, I started getting more casework coming through the door. So that's people who have issues with housing or with immigration or with welfare or with a job or whatever, and they need some advocacy. So I'd sit down with them, or usually my staff would sit down with these people and talk to them, find out what the issues were, maybe bring me on it if necessary. And depending on what needed to be done, I would write letters or lobby a minister or try to help that person to get something sorted.
Thank you for coming along this evening. I'm astonished that this many people would turn out on a Monday evening to talk about politics.
We then headed along to a public meeting hosted by Dr. Russell. Public meetings give the community a chance to hear about what their local representative has been up to.
Just a little bit on what I've done as your MP here in New Lynn. You heard before that I said I was a backbencher, and that makes a difference. I'm a government backbencher, which means that I don't go out there and lead campaigns saying, my God, this government is doing terribly. So it's kind of not the space I'm in. But what I have been is a consistent advocate for this electorate. The thing that is the most tangible thing that we can...
Let's take a point from that. So government policy, of course, affects people on the ground. But the government is only a subset of Parliament. So keeping an eye on them is technically the job of the rest of the MPs in the House, and that includes MPs from within the parties in power. So while being part of a party and supporting its policies is one thing, MPs are also accountable to their communities. We paid a visit to Jamie Strange. He's a Labour List MP based in Hamilton. and we put this question to him. Is there a difference between advocacy as a backbench MP while your party's in government versus if your party was, let's say, in opposition?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's certainly more access to ministers when you're in government. So, I mean, like I can walk into the minister's offices and have a chat. I see the ministers every Tuesday at caucus. I'm with the Prime Minister every Tuesday. It is something that I don't take for granted. It's certainly quite a privilege for me as a backbench MP. I certainly appreciate the work that all the ministers do and the challenges the ministers have around their decisions, because they're looking nationwide. I mean, I'm a voice for this region, but they've got a nationwide lens. As an opposition MP, it's a little bit more difficult. You can write a letter, and then that letter goes to the minister, but you certainly don't have that sort of face-to-face access, or often you don't quite have that same level of relationship. Not in every case, there are a few exceptions, but generally speaking, I think that's fair.
How do you keep that balance between, obviously, your party is in government, but also making sure that you advocate for what the community wants?
Look, there is a bit of a balance there. I mean, as a government MP, I support all of our policies 100%. If there's something that I have an issue with, or if I feel that, that it needs to be a bit more nuanced within my region, then I will have a conversation with generally the minister or the caucus. However, that conversation will be in private, and we'll work through the issues. And if I don't get the outcome that I want, well, I'll still support the policy. But my voice has been presented, basically.
He says the part of the job that took a little while longer to learn was how to lobby.
Learning how to lobby, it does take a while, because you have to know the processes and how you can access the funds, and then you need to know which projects are likely to receive a positive outcome, and then build a relationship, and then you bring the decision makers to town and you sort of talk through the opportunities, and a little bit of a sales pitch, I guess, in some ways.
That was Mr. Strange, and we also put the same question to Miss Lee. And it's a little bit different, isn't it, whether your party is in government or if your party is in opposition?
Sure is different. So in opposition, and the term denotes it right, we philosophically, people think that all we do is oppose. I don't know if that's a helpful word. I'd just say that we hold the government to account. I mean, it's literally, legislatively, what our role is. So the government proposes programs and funding frameworks, and we've got to, in all genuine honesty, say, is this the right direction for New Zealand?
And how does that play into your electorate role?
Government programs affect locals here, right? So, we can talk about transport or housing, and this particular electorate that I represent is right smack in the middle geographically of Auckland. And I see it's my role on behalf of them, even if they support the government, to say, I want to help bring a lens over what you're facing, point out things that can be done better, and do my best to get the best deal for locals.
Getting the best deal is possible, even in opposition, as National's Kanwaljit Singh Bakshi says. He's a List MP based in Monaco East. He says he also gets a lot of immigration, housing, health, and law and order casework come through his office.
When I came in Parliament, it was a bit of a challenge to understand the system, to understand how to look into the areas which are very close to your heart. Even though I'm a List MP, but I've got an office in Manukau East, the issues which come, and I take them to the Parliament from time to time. And obviously, being an ethnic MP, my electorate becomes whole of New Zealand.
When those issues come to your door, as a backbench MP in an opposition party, what can you do on behalf of these people to advocate on their behalf?
So obviously, we do write to the minister or authorities from time to time, how severe it is and who is going to deal with it. And if required, then we approach the minister also to get his or her intervention. Look, yes, it is a little bit different. In government, the access is quite easy. Even though the ministers are very kind to listen to the issues, because for them, every constituent is equal. Whether government MP is approaching them or opposition, they have to consider on merit. And that's my experience, that if the merits qualify, they do consider it.
To know what to advocate for in the first place, you've got to be out in the community, says Ms Lee.
I really value being present in the community, and so being active and out and about is important. If I ever get to the point where I only hear from constituents on a post on or a comment on Facebook, or they have to make an appointment to come see me, I'll be in trouble. Because that's not fluid, it's not finger on the pulse, it's not spontaneous. A lot of my, the way I learn about things and feel and sense what's really going on in this community is spontaneous. You know, I'll be supermarket shopping with my teenage daughters and people, they don't like it so much, but sometimes people come up and approach me and want to know, hey, Denise, you know, what do you think about this? Or they'll just tell me, Denise, I'm thinking this.
Keeping your finger on the pulse of the community can come in a lot of forms. Here's Mr. Strange planning to head to a polytech.
You know, one of the most interesting aspects of being a Member of Parliament is every day is completely different. I guess just as an example today, after this we're heading down to WinTech, which is the Polytech campus. I'll be engaging with students, having a bit of a chat, seeing what the key issues for them are, particularly as we lead up to an election in a few months.
And Dr. Russell at a local knitting group.
I find it amazing that you think it's peaceful here, but
thing is, I come here and there's all these lovely ladies, and I'm sure if there's something I need to know, they will tell me.
And Mr. Bakshi at an event for young Hindus.
But the thing is that we have to combine our resources to make sure that we give the right opportunity to our youth in the future.
In order from the start, that was Denise Lee, Nationals electorate MP for Moakeke, Deborah Russell, Labour's electorate MP for New Lynn, Jamie Strange, a Labour List MP based in Hamilton, and Kanwaljit Singh Bakshi, a National List MP based in Monaco East. You've been listening to The House. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. This programme is made with funding from Parliament. Mā te wā.